There's a seat at the table just waiting for you. So come on inside.
802 on the Light Radio Network. You are spending the morning with Sean, Heather, and now on the phone from a much warmer location is the Ryan Bomberger of the Radiance Foundation. How you doing, brother?
Apparently I'm a lot warmer than you guys are.
How warm?
So that's good.
Tell me, how warm are you?
I think we are at a scorching, actually, we might actually be the same, around 16 degrees.
Ooh, so for you, that's got to be a little on the uncomfortable side then.
It's a little uncomfortable, especially since we used to live in Hotlanta. This is a little too cold for us.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hey, but it's going to get warmer, and by the time you get to Vermont for the rally itself, I'm sure it'll be lovely. That's the 13th. We've got some days.
Yes, it got some time, and you know, all this global warming, global cooling, global whatever it is, will change. So
you know it will. Hey, so people are wondering a little bit, who is this Ryan? Now, Ryan, we've talked you up pretty hard this morning. We're so excited. Following an incredible program, Focus on the Family, just absolutely promoting the Walk for Life, the Rally for Life in the Capitol. And Ryan, you are a champion for life. And as I was reading your story, I was undone by the fact that your mom was a victim of rape, and she walked through the process of carrying you and bringing you to fruition to bring you to a new family. Oh, my goodness. Incredible.
You know, my birth mom is my first hero. I mean, to be courageous enough to actually experience the horror of rape yet still choose life, and she'll still choose the incredible gift of adoption for me. I mean, there just aren't any words. I've never met her, but if I were to, I don't even know what I would say. I mean, my gratitude is just off the charts. But she proved that she was stronger than her circumstances.
Wow. And so you were raised in a family of many children, multicultural, adoptive. How many kids are there in your fam?
Only 12.
Only 12.
Six brothers, six sisters. Well, actually, they're 13, but I have six brothers, six sisters. And, you know, your typical American family.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of Costco runs, I'm sure. I can't even imagine feeding all those children. Wow, that's incredible. And so when we were chatting yesterday, we were talking about just the different things that you have been involved with your beautiful wife, Bethany, and the Radiance Foundation. You're coming to Vermont, though, and you're bringing a focus. And this focus is All Lives Matter. Now, what is this, and why does it matter to us?
You know, as someone who is biracial, someone who is white and black as Obama, as black as one of my favorite childhood heroes, Frederick Douglass, I feel like I'm supposed to serve as a bridge, as a racial reconciler. And so when we hear the phrase, you know, Black Lives Matter, well, why do they matter? They matter because we're all made in the image of God, and they matter because every single life matters. Because if you can say that only some lives matter, then no lives matter. Mm. And so when it comes to the issue of abortion, there's no demographic harder hit than the black community. And, you know, all my adult life, I've worked in all kinds of urban outreaches and urban ministries, and I've seen I've seen a lot of hopelessness. I've seen a lot of death and destruction. And what abortion brings is even more of that. More black babies, for instance, in New York City are aborted than born alive.
Oh, my gosh.
And yet, you know, Planned Parenthood and its allies want to call it reproductive justice. So that's why when I talk about All Lives Matter, I'm explaining why every single human life matters. We all have purpose, undeniable, irreplaceable purpose. And then when it comes to abortion, I mean, you're talking about an industry that was birthed in eugenics, which was this racist pseudoscience, and that industry, Planned Parenthood, has never changed. And so I'll be talking about a little bit of history, a little bit of the present, and talking about the value of every human life, the beautiful possibility every one of us possess.
Incredible. And you've done a lot of things. I see Dr. Alveda King on your bio, working with her, as we know, niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and such a champion for life. We see her oftentimes in the state's capital, the nation's capital, and you've done a lot of work. What kind of things are you involved in that is bringing and championing life, bringing awareness, and actually, you're throwing down pretty hard, because you're doing real work. You're not just kind of singing a song.
You know, although I do like to sing, I love to sing. Now, the problem is people don't like some of the songs that we do sing, particularly when those songs include truth. And I, you know, Dr. Alveda King is a good friend of ours, and I mean, it's so crazy. Someone like me, who the world would still say should have been aborted because of my circumstances, here I'm working with the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., working with a woman who's so humble, so down to earth. Actually, one of our first initiatives was called TooManyAborted.com, where we took on the hugely disproportionate impact of abortion in the black community, and we launched 60 billboards in the Atlanta area that said, black children are an endangered species, TooManyAborted.com. That just, I mean, the media firestorm was insane.
Okay.
And of course, their only narrative is, this is racist, and the person who created this is racist. Oh, wait, he's brown. Oh, wait, he's adopted. Oh, wait, he's an adoptive father. Oh, wait. They couldn't demonize me. So what they would typically do is they'd write an article about the racist billboard campaign, quote unquote, and then omit me from the entire campaign, like NPR did. That was just one of many initiatives. We've held Capitol briefings to talk about and educate congressional staffers on the abortion statistics, working with Alveda King, working with Star Parker of Urban Cure, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, working with so many black pro-lifers, people of any hue across the nation, to highlight abortion's decimation on every community. But specifically, though, on the community that's hit the hardest. I mean, when you talk about more black babies being aborted than born alive, who would ever be okay with that? And yet, the other side, the pro-abortion side, never wants to answer that. They never want to respond to that because they know they have no legitimate response. So the Radiance Foundation does a lot to raise awareness about abortion, to celebrate adoption, and just... What we call it factivism, by the way.
I love that. That word factivism, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be using this for forever and now on, because that's so incredible. Because you refuse to kowtow to the media that has come against you, really, and because you are able to stand on truth, which is so phenomenal. And so I love that you are willing to champion, and not only are you an adoptee, that you've been adopted, but you have adopted children in your family as well. So you have a house full of just continuing to walk out this truth of lives mattering, all lives mattering. That's so incredible to me.
Well, you know, and what I love when I hear that bumper sticker mantra, pro-lifers don't care about children after they're born. They're the ones who do care for children while they're in the womb and after they're born. I mean, my parents are a perfect example. I mean, they had three biological children, we call them the homemade ones, first, and then they adopted 10 of us. I mean, how is that not caring about children after they're born? They're the ones who believe that all lives matter. And not only that, we didn't grow up with much money, but my parents continued to serve their community, mostly anonymously, and just showing love and compassion. I get all this passion for people because, one, my parents love the Lord, they love God, and out of that natural outflow is loving people. And so that's where my wife, my amazing wife Bethany, and I, that's why we carry this on, because we had great models of love and compassion in our parents, and that's why we do what we do through the Radiance Foundation. But you got a culture that has such an aversion to truth. They want to act without the facts.
Yeah.
And so that's why we see, you know, across this nation, from protests to all kinds of crazy campaigns that don't even realize their own hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, Black Lives Matter announced solidarity with Planned Parenthood, the leading killer of unarmed black lives.
Unreal.
You know, there are about an estimated 266 black lives killed per day by Planned Parenthood. Yet people want to protest, and all loss of life is tragic, so I'm not trivializing any loss of life, but people want to protest the 258 black individuals who were killed in 1 year by police.
Wow.
79% of them were armed, by the way. And so we're just trying to illuminate the truth in creative ways. But you know, when you've got a society that has an aversion to truth, they don't care how you say it. They just care about the fact that you're saying it.
Exactly true. And for that, I'm so grateful that you are coming to Vermont. So I'm looking here, you're an Emmy award-winning creative professional, and you have a new book called Not Equal: Civil Rights Gone Wrong. So just a breadth and a span of knowledge that is just absolutely something that is going to be received in the state of Vermont. We are so excited that you're coming. And if you want to know more about Ryan, you want to hear his story, you want to hear what he has to say in his factivism, you can catch him at the annual Rally for Life. This is coming up Saturday, January 13th. That is going to be Ryan solo as the guest speaker and going to be pouring out truth. And I am so excited. I know I'm saying the words. Can you hear it in my voice? I'm undone by your story, and I can't wait that you're coming. If you want to check out more about this, you can go to vrlc.net to catch up with Ryan at the annual Rally for Life. And the best way to find out more about the Radiance Foundation is how, Ryan?
They can simply just go to www.radiance.life and find all about all the stuff that we do, the life-affirming, life-changing stuff that we love to do.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much for taking some time on a chilly morning for you. And we look forward to seeing you on January 13th here in Vermont.
I can't wait. Thanks, Heather.
God bless you.
We all start on the outside looking in. This is where grace begins. We were hungry, we were thirsty. With nothing left to give, oh, the shape that we were in. And just when all hope seemed lost, love opened the door for us. He said, come to the table, come join the sinners who have been. To the